Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Yo, what's happening? Happy Tuesday. Good morning. Welcome on to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you as always by Happy State Bank. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White back behind the glass as usual, taking care of us. You too can hit us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, hopes, dreams, more reaction from the weekend against Texas Tech and Oregon. You could talk Texas Rangers if you want. They're on a bit of a roll. Don't want to scare it away. Whatever you want, bring it in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We're with you for the next 3 hours. We've got a lot to get into on this Tuesday, busy Tuesday, including our tiers of 12. Little teaser there from Hanks. We got Tuesday TV ratings. We'll tell you what the college football landscape looked like, how Texas Tech's ratings looked from last week. Look back on around the Big 12, of course. I've got a Candid Coaches article that I thought was interesting regarding college basketball coaches and best hires in the offseason. Tell you where the other coaches in college basketball thought of Grant McCaslin and that hire.
Okay.
So we'll...
Interesting.
We'll give you that. And, oh yeah, Tech got a kind of big news last night.
Help. National champions yesterday.
Douse the flames a little bit, at least around here. Then that... Not
started
too bad
stitching the banner.
On. Let's go. Micah Hudson. Year. Micah Hudson.
Wonder where the COVID year banner is.
Oh, that's a great... Someone should
I'm
have lit
that
it
thing.
On.
I think I know where it may be.
Wouldn't that be great? You know, homecoming's... who do we have homecoming? Okay, what's... is it Houston? It may be the Houston game. Or it's the one after. The home game after that, actually. I'm finding it. So anyway, we have a bonfire every Thursday.
That's right.
For homecoming. I think it's K-State. I think K-State's the homecoming. So Thursday night bonfire. Whoever's got that tucked in a closet somewhere, that'd be a perfect thing to lay on top of the,
absolutely
the bonfire, right? That COVID banner. Come on.
Burn, baby, burn. It is K-State homecoming and Red Raider Club Appreciation Day, October 14th.
Thank you. So there we go. We're here for the people. Let's get that banner
I've
out.
Seen some banners tucked away.
Have you now?
Mm-hmm.
Think you know where it is?
I think I might know where it is.
Okay. Okay. You ever been in the bowels of like a one of the big stadiums, big arenas that are pretty cool? What, like professional ones that hold a lot of events?
Yeah.
There's usually one room where there are banners like of different events everywhere in there. And it's really cool. Like you can see
stadium and or arena memorabilia.
Yeah, like I was going through the reason this came up because I remember walking down in the bowels of Cowboys Stadium this summer for Big 12 Media Days, and there's one room that's just got like everything. Like, hey, Final Four banner and college football playoff banner and this and that. It's pretty cool.
Garth Brooks concert.
Yeah, concert banners and stuff. And it's Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool to see. Like, it's like, oh, this is where they keep them all. But, yeah, that's a pretty neat
walking
neat
around
thing.
The Rangers down, way down low, as far as you can go down in that stadium. It's fun to see all the hundreds of boxes of apparel.
Yes.
And then the massive room where they're storing more apparel, and you're like, this big business right here.
It's a huge business. Yeah. No doubt about it. But yes, Micah Hudson commits yesterday. Pretty big news for the Red Raiders because it is the highest commitment you've ever received. And that's while we don't talk recruiting hardly ever, this was a question we received. It finally slowed down. People quit asking us, either because we quit answering it or just got tired of asking themselves. But it was a twice a day, three times a day question. Has Micah Hudson committed? When will Micah Hudson commit? That was a long time, but finally he does commit to Texas Tech, and Red Raiders land their highest ranked recruit since in the recruiting ranking era. So let's take it for what it's worth. He's still got to come to campus and do some things. I know he was on TV on ESPNU a week ago or so, playing in a high school game, and people got a good look at him, and he impressed there. So it's exciting, and hey, if you can bring a guy to campus, lose a football game, and start off 0-2 and still want him to jump on board, man, it shows the relationships he's built up with Joey McGuire and staff. So big get there for the Red Raiders in the future. And it's kind of something you're missing. It's just a true playmaker, someone that's going to go do stuff for you in moments, right? That feels like, I was talking about a killer instinct yesterday. You need a guy that can go be that killer for you. You know, your Michael Crabtrees of the past, your Patrick Mahomes, your guys that can go make a play on offense for you when you need a play to be made. So we got to wait around a year. You can't just suit him up yet, but that's a pretty good get, obviously, for Joey McGuire and staff. How about them?
Number six overall.
Six overall. So highest by a long shot. I mean, you haven't even had anyone close to this territory. You've had some 4 stars and some high 4 stars, but
it makes you wonder how Alabama and Georgia ever lose when they're like, well, we got 1, 2.
Yeah, three, all of these.
7, 4. Wait. We have 5 5-stars. We have 24 stars. It's nice to get one.
We know a guy. I don't know if I'm supposed to share who it is, but we know a guy that may or may not do a radio station on this. That he's the manager of the bonfire. So he says if the banner is given, it will absolutely go right on there. It's the guy that does everything. So,
okay,
I've given as many blatant hints as possible.
Okay.
So he apparently manages the building of the bonfire. So
sweet.
So if whoever wants to come out of the woodwork should just give that to him, then
COVID banner
on top of this, because that'll fully release any sort of curse we have on the basketball program, right?
There's no curse on the basketball program, but
okay.
It might help some things. It would help me.
Okay.
I mean, that's,
I don't know, your basketball program looked pretty cursed last year. Just for the extra juju,
yeah,
I would like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you're coming off
burn.
A Sweet 16. I mean, it's not like you've had, you know, multiple years
that
have been
that.
Bad.
Yeah.
Last year was bad.
Yeah.
Really bad. But, I mean, not too long ago, you're playing Duke to go to the Elite Eight.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you could have been a Final Four team that year if you didn't run into the buzzsaw Duke. Coming up next, got some headlines for you. Rangers,
Coach K's swan song.
Yeah. Rangers are rolling. I'll tell you about that. It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Got a few headlines for you. What you need to know, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Several rolling in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Get to that in a moment. First, fill you in on some headlines. And starting off with the Texas Rangers, who don't want to scare it away, but look pretty good lately. Last few games, the previous two were against the A's, so take those for what they're worth. Though the A's beat the Astros last night. But beat the Blue Jays in Toronto last night, 10-4. Jonah Heim swinging a hot bat. Got the Grand Slam, RBI double to go with it. Heim comes through big for the Rangers as they win it 10-4. Game two of the four-game series is tonight, 6:07 first pitch. Pre-game start at 5:30 on Double T 97.3. Astros got blanked by the A's 4-2. Chuck is trying to signal to me what German bat ball is. Is it tetherball?
Oh my gosh!
I texted him earlier because
no, it's like this.
Is it tetherball?
No.
Okay, I still don't understand.
It's like
German
a rubber ball.
But is it like? Is it kickball?
Kickball with your arm.
Okay. Okay.
With your fist.
Hmm.
So you put it. So do you put it on a tee to hit it, or you just hit it out of your hand, like a volleyball? Okay.
And then you throw at the person to get him out.
Oh, I love doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like kickball, but you instead of kicking it, you start with your arm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I was just clarifying what German bat ball was earlier. So thank you, Chuck. Chuck is
there. You go.
Here to teach us. Thank you. German bat ball. Can you even call it that after World War II?
Get a team together.
Get a team together.
Absolutely.
Astros lose the A's 4-0 last night. They'll be back at it same time, same place on 100.7 Score. What? That he's doing that.
And he just had to raid the show. What is going on?
It was I asked him. I was texting him trying to clarify during the morning drive what German bat ball was. Okay. I just thought he was calling kickball the wrong thing forever, but
All right. It
actually, you use your hand.
I got to look this up.
High school fan zone tonight. We'll have that with coaches from Friendship. Nope, we're on Tuesday, aren't we? Monterey and Lubbock High. I'm getting ahead of myself. Those coaches will join Garrett Luft here in the First United Bank studio to talk about their teams.
This says it translates to schlagball.
Schlagball. Okay. Women's golf team starts the day off in seventh place after two rounds in Dallas. They will try to climb the leaderboard. They went 12 under in the first two rounds yesterday. If you missed the news yesterday during our show, Texas Tech West Virginia game set for 2:30. Of course, we'll have that one for you on Double T 97.3 and 100.7 The Score. That's on September 23rd. And news out of the NFL yesterday, A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron.
He went down.
Snaps.
Somehow the Jets beat the Bills still.
Well, Josh Allen threw it to the other side three times.
Right. Well, that's the somehow. But Jets beat the Bills, but Aaron Rodgers goes down with four snaps into the season with an apparent Achilles injury.
Ran out with the flag, though. That was inspiring.
Yeah. I don't want to be that guy, but man, is karma caught up with Aaron Rodgers on all this? Is that what this is? Because goodness gracious,
let me give you
four
number
plays
here.
Into the season.
Josh Allen's second interception last night, he had three, was his 82nd turnover since 2018, most in the league per ESPN stats and info.
I'd say that's a lot.
My gosh. Way more than I would have ever expected.
How does he get such a pass on that stuff?
I've given him a pass on that stuff.
Well, I mean, it feels like for the Skip Baylesses, the talking heads, the TV talk show hosts, they love to eat up and talk about Patrick Mahomes. But Josh Allen's kind of the love child there. It's like, oh, hey, this kid's really good. He's actually the best in the league. Yet you have that number? Now, he's good. There's no question. He's a top five quarterback in the league. I'm not arguing that. But that gets overlooked a lot. I mean, Dak Prescott gets crushed for the interceptions last year. Yet Dak's, not that far ahead of Josh Allen on that. So, very interesting for sure.
I find it interesting that most all of the TV doctors, the internet doctors, have diagnosed this as a Achilles for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Then you see him get out of the cart in a boot, and he walks just fine. I mean, like, everything that I've heard about Achilles injuries is you can't put weight on it. Like, it's...
Okay.
It's when you dismantle your Achilles,
so
you can't hardly...
Speaking as the doctor that I am, the one injury that seems to get mixed up with Achilles is a calf pop, like if your calf tears.
Okay.
Like something, because they can both tear. One is much better than the other. Now, they're both still a long recovery.
I think you could still walk in a boot with a calf injury.
Yeah, but they're close enough to each other that those get mistaken at times. So maybe that happened. I don't know. Or maybe Aaron Rodgers just is hopped up on all sorts of mushrooms and he can't feel it. And that's how he's walking in a boot. So who knows?
I remember that time where he was playing injured and he was high as a kite.
Yep. But we'll learn today. Some MRI today will tell us whether Aaron Rodgers is out.
This Micah Hudson, he's Reggie Bush, huh?
Have you taken any of the film?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty amazing to watch that kid. He's not that big.
You might have the next Reggie Bush.
I would love that. If he's the next Reggie Bush, we're in pretty good shape.
Give Reggie his Heisman back.
Let's go. A few from the chat line. Yeah, if you missed the news, I guess that's another headline. Texas Tech lands rivals number 6 player in the country, number 2 in the state, number 2 in the wide receiver in the country, Micah Hudson, yesterday, which is the highest rated recruit Tech has ever gotten. This one says, Choice, are you going to say what you were going to on Micah Hudson? Maybe, may have missed it, but I didn't hear you go into it. I thought I did say. I mean, he's a phenomenal player. You just have to see him get to campus. I don't think I'm that nervous about it based off of everything there.
He's coming.
But, I mean, he's going to get poached even harder, though. Now that he's committed to Tech,
how about $4 million?
There's going to be, yeah, that's what schools are going to do in the world of NIL.
Schools.
Oh, it still runs through the schools.
No. Ah, school.
Ah, school.
You understand what I'm talking about?
It sounds like Ohio State's been playing lately.
Oh, they have been, huh?
Lately. No, I don't know how much, but. Okay, school. Yeah, Texas.
That's the way I would look at this.
As much as Texas fans trash on him, and he is very aware of it on Twitter because he'll retweet it. And Texas fans talking so much trash to him, I think that's just more fuel that he's not going there. Anyway, someone says.
He's got the Eric Dickerson attitude toward Texas A&M after.
Yeah.
Or was it Texas? It might have been Texas.
I think it was Texas.
Yeah.
SMU.
Yeah, it was Texas. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Texas. Same school.
Blank Texas, yeah.
Commitment doesn't mean a lot these days. I'll wait till he's signed and actually playing before I get too excited. I've seen too many recruits switch at the last minute. Fingers crossed in the meantime. I think that's fine. Have that approach and be like, all right, this is good news. Wake me up when December
before
ends.
Before you go.
Well, we went two different songs.
Okay.
Mine was fake. But yeah,
his high school uniform sure look a lot like Ohio State.
Ohio State, yeah. It's like a cross between Ohio State and Odessa High, actually, is what they...
Bronchos?
Yeah, I think his high school is the Broncos. No, Bronchos. Curious to know from the chat, why don't you talk recruiting?
Because we're not very good at it.
Yeah, I mean, we know our wheelhouse. We know what... We don't say we're good at what we talk about, but we're even less good at the recruiting. There's a lot to keep up with on the recruiting. And some people like it. It's just not my cup of tea. Now, if Hax was a big recruiting savant, we would spend time on it. Like I know AD spends probably as much time as anybody among our stations on it because he's in the business, but he spends a lot less than he used to. It's for lack of a better term, recruiting is a young man's game. Right? I mean, like, I think there's a lot of people that love to just hop
people
on
that
and see.
Get paid for that. That's what they do.
They're very good at it.
They get up and they investigate and they talk and they have sources and they have all these people that they talk to, and that's not our bag, baby.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll scratch the surface on it. Like, days like today, we will definitely talk about it. But in general, we're not going to break down a full 25-man class for you. There's people that can do it better than us. We'll stick to the goofy stuff. And tiers of 12. When's you coming up? 20 minutes away from now. See you into the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Happy Tuesday, y'all. It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score at 107thescore.com, the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Got a lot of odds coming up for you later, including updated odds on Jets' next quarterback. First NCAA coach
Tom Brady.
Fired. Okay, I like that one. First NCAA coach fired. First
Mel Tucker.
Pro coach. I should say next NCAA coach fired. Pro coach fired. All of that. We'll get to that coming up with our TV ratings. I'll tell you where Texas Tech and Oregon was. Now, I will say your precursor on that. You were going straight up against the Alabama-Texas game, too. So, not a great – it was a good channel to be on, not a great time slot because what you're head-to-head with, but still did pretty good. So, I'll tell you about the TV ratings in a little bit. A couple from the chat line. Someone says, I thought Jonathan Gray played running back at A&M. No, he was Texas, for sure. No, there may have been another Gray that ran at A&M, but I don't. It wasn't the relation to our Gray here. Patrick says Roy Williams' son had a visitor this past weekend. Sorry, was a visitor. He may have had a visitor too. Funny how like one or two words just can't change up a whole sentence. Was a visitor. Which Roy Williams, Patrick? Was it Oklahoma Roy Williams or Texas Roy Williams? Which would you rather have the son of?
Oh, Oklahoma Roy Williams.
Same here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Texas Roy was pretty dominant in college.
He was, but OU Roy Williams had it.
Yes. And he was also a massive hitter, too. So yeah, he turned can you get away with all that in today's game?
Well, I mean, you sort of can still hit people.
Yeah, you can. You can.
But he would have to be very careful because you can't play that way anymore.
I mean, Oklahoma's Roy was the one I would pick, but either one, if you have sons that are like their dads, you have a pretty darn good athlete. All right, let's get to the rankings.
Tears of 12!
If you are brand new to the program, we appreciate you being here. Tiers of 12 is our rendition of power rankings. Hacks came up with a while back where we give you our teams in order, but they're in order with some tiers involved. And, you know, depending what team you are, these could be T-I-E-R-S or T-E-A-R-S.
At any point, it could be a T-E-A-R-S.
Tiers for lots. So let's see what you got.
All right, I got at the bottom, this is you ain't any good tier. Houston, 14. Iowa State, 13. West Virginia, 12. Baylor, 11.
Okay.
We got a lot to learn, tier.
Okay.
10, Cincinnati, 9, BYU, Kansas, 8, Oklahoma State, 7, TCU, 6. Still has a chance to do something, tier. 0-2, Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Let's go!
UCF, 4.
Wow. Okay.
Oklahoma, 3. And then your true title contenders, Kansas State 2, Texas 1.
I also have the four tier breakup, but ours are in our middle is much different. Middle portion. Exact same three bottom teams. I've got Houston 14, Iowa State 13, West Virginia 12. These are all teams that I view as no chance to make a bowl game. They're the worst of the worst. The gooey middle, well, we're going to change it up. We're going meaty middle. Should be a great horse name. I got Baylor also at 11, but they're still not quite to the bottom yet. Not dropping to that bottom tier because they did play a close one with Utah. So Baylor, BYU, I have not been impressed with that team through 2 weeks. They beat Southern Utah but played close with them for a while. And they only beat Sam Houston 14-0. That's two FCS, right? Oh, no, Sam Houston moved up. Never mind. Forgot they had moved up to FBS this year. So there's 11, 10. I've got OSU at 9. I'm still got to see more from them in the three quarterback rotation thing. They've got to figure out before I'm bumping them up. TCU 8. I've heard multiple people like you elevating Central Florida. I don't think Boise State's that good, and they snuck by, but it was a road win. So I've got them 7. Cincinnati's the team I've bumped the most, up to 6. I was impressed with a road win at Pitt. Very impressed. So Cincinnati is the team I think I thought would be a lot worse, and they're better. So I've got them 6. Kansas 5. KU has impressed, unfortunately. Now to the two teams I think still could do something, like Hacks said, Texas Tech 4, OU 3, and OU wasn't super impressive, and then the two true conference title contenders, Kansas State and Texas. I think most people believe that is your Big 12 title game at this point, and that would be a little surprising if anything else, but heck, we're still just 2 weeks into the season. Y'all can chime in with yours. Your tiers of 12 on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Cyrus Gray went to A&M. There you go. Was he the dude that did the pimp walk with the stick? I think it may have been him. You know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
You remember the little pimp stick that was it a turnover stick or what? You know what I'm talking about? Lucas, there was a video. Cyrus Gray pimp stick. The things we Google on this on our work internet is always interesting. Nope, I don't know that was him. Oh, you gotta be careful what you Google. Pimp stick is not a great thing to Google on the work internet. Just learn that.
You banned.
All right. Choice, you tease more than my ex-girlfriend. Sorry. What's okay? It's not bad that I tease because I'm trying to get you. Like, we're taught to try to get
TSL,
you to hang around.
TSL.
Well, the bad thing is when I tease and never get to it. That's where I'm.
And that's the end of the show. I'll tell you about what we did. I talked about.
Yeah, I totally forgot tomorrow. To get to this that I told you 5 times we were going to get to. So, my bad. Yeah, I am a tease.
I'm looking at the TV numbers right now. You've been teasing.
I told you at 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
I promise I will give that at 10 o'clock. Until Hacks drops a pop quiz on me, and then that blows everything up.
Nah,
too.
I don't have any plans yet.
Yet. Yet is our key word there. I do have this for you, Hacks. It's been a while since I've given you a list. Most annoying work terms. So the terms you hear at work that are the most annoying.
It is what it is.
That's just anywhere term. The new normal.
Yeah.
We've passed that though, right? Is anybody saying that? Still with COVID? Culture? I've never heard that in this workplace, I don't think. Using circle back? I've heard that one. Let's circle back and we'll get to it later. Boots on the ground? Why are we not playing our cat sound for each of these? These are all cliches at this point. Give 110%. Never heard that one in the workplace either. Low-hanging fruit. I feel like we use that one on the radio often. But yes. Win-win. Definitely use that one. Move the needle. Heard it. I don't think I use it really. Growth hacking. You ever heard that?
No.
Me neither. And think outside the box. All our most annoying work terms.
You think outside the box.
No, you lock it up. Oh, wrong thing.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Onward to hour number 2. It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you, as always, by Happy State Bank. Choice Woodman, Jeff Haxton here from the First United Bank studio this morning. Lucas White and now intern Landon joins us across the way. You may also hit us up. Thoughts, comments, questions, anything and everything. Welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll return to some of that here in a moment or two. Hacks, I tease TV ratings, so I want to be a man of my word. What do you think the highest rated game was
from week two?
You've already looked at them?
I told you, I was sitting here looking at them.
Oh, okay. So Texas, Alabama barely beat out Nebraska, Colorado in terms of total viewers. Highest rated was actually Nebraska, Colorado. I don't understand all that. But total viewers, it was 8.76 for Bama, Texas, Nebraska, Colorado, 8.73. Brett Yormark is looking like a freaking genius at this point for bringing Colorado in. As long as Dion's still there next year is the key to it, because that's going to be tasty for the TV partners when if you can tease that and say, hey, look at this. Look what we got right here. Because Colorado's been in the top two games for the last 2 weeks. So those are your big games. The next largest was an ABC game featuring Texas A&M and Miami, 4.02 million. Then the Cy-Hawk game, Iowa State, which is a 2:30 game, 3.38 million. UNLV Michigan just shows the brand of Michigan at 2:30 on CBS. It was 2.97 million. Notre Dame NC State drew 2.93 million, which was the sixth highest rated game. And they're in the seventh highest rated slot, Oregon, Texas Tech, 2.55 million. And again, you drew 2.5 million with
up against
A&M, or excuse me, Bama and Texas, which was not an easy one to go against. And Wisconsin, Washington State, which was next on the list. So on and on it goes. Kansas, Illinois on Friday night got 1.36. This is not bad. Not bad. Utah, Baylor at 1.31 there to future Big 12 schools. So, as we've seen in recent years, the Big 12, even minus Texas and Oklahoma, has held their own pretty well when it comes to the ratings. The Pac-12, not so much. There's some that have done well. But there is a reason the Big 12 survived and the Pac-12 did not. All right, there's your TV ratings. I know that's nerdy for some people, but it does matter in the grand scheme. In the whole conference realignment conversations, and these are numbers that get presented moving forward, those all do matter. So for Texas Tech to draw $2.5 million up against Bama and Texas, literally might be the two biggest brands in college football. Those two right there. One does a lot more than the other, but just in terms of brands, for you to go up against that and still draw $2.5 million, not a bad week. You're up, bud. It's time for the pop quiz.
So it's time for a pop quiz. And
this was not planned, but Landon hopped on the mic. So Maris needs a quiz, right?
Maris in a Steelers jersey.
Is that Kenny Pickett?
That is a Kenny Pickett jersey.
What is happening?
I think he was the floor was put pretty high for him coming into that game.
How do you put a floor high?
No, I'm.
Do what?
How do you put a floor high?
Just put some steps up.
Yeah, gotta just, or an escalator maybe. Depends on the kind of guy.
No, I'm saying, what is happening? Why the crap do you have a Steelers jersey on?
I'm a Steelers fan,
bro.
Why?
Because whenever I started watching football, I watched it with my my cousins.
So we've done.
They are Steelers fans.
We've done Miami Heat and Steelers in back to back days.
I have.
We got a front runner here, Joyce.
Hey. All right. You want to start it or me?
Take it. No, I want to really humiliate him.
No. Because of the Steelers jersey?
Yeah, I'm going to put okay one right. I'm going to
start it off.
Throw this high heat right in your ear. You ready?
I guess so.
Pittsburgh.
Yes! That was so well played. They literally played a Big 12 team last week. They literally play a Big 12 team this week. And you are wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers jersey. Come on, dude.
This is high heat right in his chin.
I mean, this is it.
It did hit him in the helmet. Yeah. But now this is gonna put him in the injured reserve list.
No, right in the ear hole. He's trying so hard. You can pass right now if you need to.
No, he can't.
No, you can't.
He's got to answer.
Oh, he's got to come. He's looking down.
Cell phones. I mean, you got to answer.
Okay, no hands. Look, Mom, no hands.
Answer.
Panthers.
Who gave it to you? Yeah, Lucas, dadgummit, don't help him out.
It wasn't Lucas. Okay. Lucas don't play like that.
I can't see Lucas.
Lucas don't play like
you
that.
You got it. Good job.
Or your buddy's dead.
I know. Where's his phone, Lucas?
Yeah, you looked right down at
it. He kept looking down.
My phone is off. It's over to the side now, so there's okay. No...
Tarleton State.
Tarleton State Lumberjacks.
That would be the Texans. I mean, you got the color right for Stephen F. Austin.
SFA.
No.
Ohio.
Which is Kansas's opponent this week. I think they play at Ohio. It's kind of weird.
Maction.
That would be the Bobcats.
Bobcat. I was gonna say Panther.
Just give an answer. Like you gotta give something.
Yeah, I'll give you something.
Wyoming.
They are the Cowboys.
Okay. You know what? Sometimes teachers will do that to you. They'll throw one in there from the past and you gotta test it. All right, 2 for 4. With an asterisk. Cause there was a phone down there. But we can't prove it.
Look at Lucas, he's over there, he's hurt. Virginia Tech.
The Hokies.
Oh, wow.
Virginia.
The Cavaliers.
Duke.
Blue Devils.
North Carolina.
Tar Heels.
Maine.
He's a basketball fan. You got to quit going Maine. ACC. That was random. You go through the ACC. Maine.
Well, I was going to say, if he's going to get some, I was going to see if he could, you know, branch out a little bit.
I don't have Maine. We're going to say. Bears.
Vermont.
I know this because I watched him in the tournament.
I know. Do you know it? Catamounts.
I was going to say Cavalier.
Western Kentucky.
They are.
Failure.
I'm way over. I got like 7 in a row.
You got 3 in a row out of the ACC.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's time. Bring the questions in right now, please. Yates Flooring Center chat line, yours through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. You could tweet us at 107 The Score. Call us up on the Visual Edge IT hotline, 806-771-0973. He's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White across the way. Questions for any and all of us are welcome. It's actually a question about the intern. Did he leave? Or is Landon still there? Okay. There's a question in there.
Trachy trip.
Oh, man. Have you done that?
I hate the trachy trip.
It's terrible. Like, you're breathing.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I haven't done that in forever,
I thought I was
though.
The only one that had trachy trips.
No, that's been a long time since I've done that on air. I do it, like, off, but it's a long time.
Yeah, that's while you're talking and you inhale and it trips.
Yeah. Little flutter there. Okay,
it can be really bad.
Yeah, it can make you choke a little bit. Tennessee Raider said, I meant committing now instead of early signing period choice. Only meant they did it now to help people forget about the poor start. So basically you're saying what Hack said. My bad, Tennessee Raider. I misread your text. But yeah, I think it's feasible. Because I'll tell you, everybody I talked to, Hacks, knowledgeable, knew he was going to be a Red Raider. They were very confident that Hudson was going to be a Red Raider, but there was also a pretty large understanding that he probably wasn't going to commit until around signing day, that he was going to commit on in December or around December. So this was a bit of a surprise that this happened this early. Now, I'm curious if the poaching increases quite a bit towards Micah Hudson now that he has committed to Texas Tech. If you get the big dogs starting to go after him pretty hard, it sounds like he's pretty stable as a Red Raider. Sounds like it. But you never know. He's a young kid. Benchwarmers, if you could bring back one player for this team, what would you choose? Crabtree, Mahomes, or Hansbard? For this team this year, just one player.
Crabtree.
Man, a Crabtree would be something else.
Why do you think you coveted
I don't know that so much. I don't know that I wouldn't go for a Mahomes, though. I mean, either one. Hansbard would be fine, but if you're not going to hand it to him.
That's why I said that.
Hansbard ran for 2,000 yards. And he was an amazing dynamic back. You would not go wrong with any of the three, but that's probably how I'd rank them. Crabtree, Mahomes, Hansbard, in that order. But how many times did we say Mahomes? Talk about Mahomes. Just if he only had a little bit of a defense. Now you've got a little bit of a defense, so it would be fun to watch Mahomes and... And with a little help there. Benchwarmers, over under 45 on how many mascots and Power 5 the intern knows.
Under.
Under. He agrees. Power 5?
Now he's power five, I can do.
He had to get help to get Pittsburgh while wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers jersey. I'm a Steelers fan.
Pittsburgh's Power 5. Northwestern from the other day is Power 5.
I know. I think I could do good. I think I could do good on that.
Well, I'm just talking about it. So what about the Rutgers team?
Scarlet Knights.
Okay, he got it.
Oh, he got it.
He got it.
If he get that, he can go over.
Okay, yeah, I think if he got Rutgers, then he probably goes over. And he rolled through the ACC pretty easily. So
Washington State.
45. He was getting up there like he knew it, and then
it was in my head, and then I started to roll up.
Like does the logo not go to your head when you hear him?
No, I see the purple W in my head.
He said Washington State.
Washington State. Ooh.
Which Washington does have a purple W, not
their
state.
Washington State is they're maroonish red, and they're the Cougars.
They are the Cougars. Okay, but what's Washington now?
I got Washington State.
He's like, I already got Washington State. I'm done. That would be the Huskies. I don't know. 45 is probably a good number. Right there would be the tester. I think we need to print out a quiz of just make him fill out all 65 Power 5 teams.
Yeah, but I want to have some surprise while he's in here.
Okay. We can put
Memphis.
Him in the
Tigers.
Okay. Attaboy. I was going to say spare ribs. I thought he might say something like that.
All right. So this question. So is this weekend now a guaranteed win for the Dallas Cowboys? Well, based off the Jets winning last night, I don't think you can say that.
And based off the NFL in general.
Yeah.
I mean.
There's no guarantees.
Yeah,
all those people paying their bar tabs last night. No. That story is amazing. All these people thought they're getting free drinks and get slapped with enormous tabs because the Jets found a way to win without Aaron Rodgers. It makes my confidence go up that the Cowboys are going to win the game. I was a little nervous, especially with Aaron Rodgers, who's kicked the Cowboys' butt over his career. Now my confidence level at home, 85% that they'll win. But not a sure thing. Gentlemen, help me rank the so far winless Power 5 teams, at least the top 10. It might make me feel better about Tech. Well, I got to go through. You're ahead of Baylor. I'd say Tech.
Somebody did that already online.
Someone did a ranking of the winless Power 5 teams. I wish I could see them all. There's got to be a way to find them. The teams out there. I I don't know who else is winless at this
UVA
point.
UVA is 0-2.
I would put Tech ahead of Virginia right now.
They just lost to James Madison.
Yeah.
Nebraska.
I think I'd take the Red Raiders.
Way ahead.
Ahead of Nebraska at this point.
Way ahead.
Okay. Way ahead, according to Hacks. Have the Aggies won yet? No, they won the first one. They had a nobody.
New Mexico.
That's not Power 5.
That's who they played.
Sorry. I'll take the L on that one. Is Tech and Baylor the only two teams in the Big 12 that are winless so far? They are, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to go through everybody else.
That's all the Power 5. There's some other.
That's it for Power 5?
Okay. UVA, Nebraska, Tech, and Baylor.
UVA, Nebraska, Tech, and Baylor. So everybody else has a win. You're the best of those, I think, pretty easily. Baylor's probably second on that list at this point to me. So if the exercise, like the texter said, is trying to make yourself feel better, I think you can still feel good about Texas Tech. Maybe not good.
Just hang in there. It's going to be okay.
Just wait. Let's talk after Morgantown. Let's see how we feel there. Because that's going to be a massive game in Morgantown. But you do have to get the ball rolling with some good feelings this weekend. Got to. All right? I mean, you can't go win this game late and feel good about it. This can't be a Houston Baptist repeat or trying to think of other games. Sam Houston State from a few years ago.
Stephen F. Austin.
This has got to be a game where you dominate in the first half. If Baron Morton's not playing because you've got a big lead, I'm going to be pretty disappointed in the result this weekend. Yeah, Tarleton State, they've got some offensive firepower. But nothing your defense shouldn't be able to handle. And Tarleton State gives up points. So I want to see this be a confidence booster for your offense this weekend. That's my hope. That's what I'm hoping to see. But we'll see. Because your offense has looked good in moments and very poor in other moments this year. So this is a weekend that I'm very honed in on the offense. This from the chat line. Washington State has hot older women. Sounds like someone with experience. So there you go. Maybe that's why Kenny Pickett over there got that one correct. I don't know. I don't know what he's into, but he doesn't have the mic to defend himself.
It's Cougars. Hot older women. Cougars.
There we go. Cougars. I missed that. That one went right over my head. Just buzzed by the tower on that one. Hacks, you buying lunch today? I heard you found about $5 yesterday.
Found $5 out at the old football field and did.
What a baller. Sounds like Hacks is buying lunch. It is lunchtime, so we hand you off to the bottom line. Appreciate you joining us. For Hacks and Lucas, I'm Choice. It's been the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.